Today we're going to be having a look at, did Padre Pio make daily pilgrimages to the shrine of Loreto, which was hundreds of kilometers away from his home? Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel we present to you a series of short stories on the life of our great saint. He was a Capuchin friar, mystic and miracle worker. So do stay tuned to our channel to find out more about Padre Pio and exactly what his intercession can do for you or for someone you love. And I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank our protected child of Padre Pio patrons for all of your support. You are making this Padre Pio apostolate possible, and we're using your contributions for promotion of Padre Pio, of his whole apostolate, through printing up flyers, through advertising and other things. And we would encourage everyone, do participate in our Padre Pio apostolate by liking our video and sharing the video with your friends and colleagues. And our story stems from this. In the chronicles of the monastery of St. Giovanni Rotondo, we hear about this daily occurrence. Now, first, we have to bear in mind that Padre Pio could bilocate. So he could be in other places at the same time as he was seen in the monastery. But listen to this whole case and then you decide. It's an intriguing story. This fella, Brother Gio Maria, he was a Capuchin and also he was a sacristan of the Holy House of Loreto. And he was visiting St. Giovanni Rotondo on the 20th of May in 1958. And then he had a conversation with another Capuchin brother and he said to him that Padre Pio visited Our Lady of Loreto, the shrine, every evening between 7:15 and 8:15 in the evening. So it almost seems that Padre Pio was holding a holy hour in front of Our Lady of Loreto, there at the shrine. And then he added he had learnt this from Padre Raffaele, who was superior of San Giovanni Rotondo, when Padre Raffaele was visiting Loreto. So he'd heard the story then. And Gio Maria clarified that according to Father Raffaele, the source of the news actually came from Padre Pio himself. So somehow it had been confirmed with Padre Pio, he's saying. And the monk, that is Brother Gio Maria, said that several times, and it was always at the same time, at the same hour of the evening, he would hear a kind of tock, tock, a knocking at the door of the Holy House, the Santa Casa in Loreto. So he would hear this every evening. Now, what is the Holy House of Loreto? Well, the home, it's an ancient structure that has been authenticated and comes from the time period in which Our Lady would have lived, the Madonna would have lived. It's been scientifically investigated and a lot of things have been proven about it. It matches, it has matching foundations have been found in a cave in Nazareth, Our Lady or the Holy Family's hometown. And there's an ancient stone altar there in which Mass would have been celebrated right at the beginning of the church. And around this house has been built a huge basilica, a sanctuary. And then Brother Gio Maria continues and he tells us that one evening when he was standing before Our Lady's statue, this is in Loreto, and he was thinking of these recurring signs. And then he asked Our Lady for the following. He put this request to Our Lady. He said, if it is true that Padre Pio is coming to your house, then let him come now, right now. And he said, at that exact moment, he heard a knocking on the door, the same knocking that he had heard so many times before. It looks like a pretty good confirmation. And there was another confirmation, a Father Giustino Capallo of Lecce wanted to hear what Padre Raffaele, Father Raffaele, knew about these visits. So one evening when dinner was over in the monastery and everything had been cleared up, then he went over to Father Raffaele, who was still there at his seat, and he asked him the following question. Your Reverend. Brother Gio Maria, who comes from Loreto, says Padre Pio goes to the Holy House every evening. Put that question to him, and what response did he get? The superior, that is Father Raffaele, replied, smiling, "I know, I know." So if not a confirmation, he certainly wasn't denying it. But Brother Gio Maria wanted to return home to Loreto, convinced without any doubts. So before he went back to Loreto, while he was saying his goodbyes to everyone, to Padre Pio himself, he said, "Father, are you going to come to visit the Holy House again?" And the saint began to laugh, nodding his head. So that's the evidence we have. And you decide, yes or no, was Padre Pio visiting Loreto? Was he holding a holy hour every evening at Loreto? And there's certain things that certainly do seem to indicate it. And we'd like to encourage you to be involved in this Padre Pio apostolate. Like the video, share the video with anyone you think may benefit. And if you're new to our channel, then do subscribe to our channel. You have to click that reminder bell to receive notifications of future videos.